Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adiret, Azelet, Usia, Blucia, Metcatelin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukad Amhisbeya Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, and may he forever, forever lift his arms around you and show you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Oh yes, I pray that is my prayer for you. Well, today we have Sunday Spirit messages, and we have also another thing, which is numbers. We have a thing. Yeah, that's right. We got a thing. You have got a thing to do today on numbers. Now, numbers are God's personal message system. They are God's personal message system. They, like God, are everywhere. They, like God, are everywhere. They are easy to understand in some respects, difficult in others. Well, we're going to talk about numbers today. But if you want a spirit message, you have got to call. You got to call. I'm sorry, but you have to call. And when you call, I'll tell you the number that you call. 646-716-9149. 646-716 6-4-9-1-4-9. Okay? 6-4-6-7-1-6-9-1-4-9. I hope everybody got that, because if you don't, and you, well, in case you do and you want to talk to me privately, you don't want your business all out in the street, you don't want to heard by everybody, then I'll tell you what you do. You call me. You call me. And there's a reason for you to call me. But, you know, with you, I tell you what, just listen to this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, I have something to tell you. Thursday, I did not give the quick instant blessing. No, I give it Friday. So, that means that today I have to give it. I have to give it today. And, well, I'll tell you something. Let's not even belabor the point. Let's not even think about it. Now, it ain't due yet, but it's here. These are the numbers. These are numbers that were supposed to come out Thursday, that I told you Thursday, but I'm telling them to you today. The numbers are 3-8-2-5. 3-8-2-5. You got that? 3-8-2-5. And the second one, you got a second one, is 7-1-5. 7-1-0-7. Now 3-8-2-5. 7-1-0-7. Now that should help you. You should do well on that. And what I tell you, I'm going to tell you how to play these numbers and how to get rid of them. But if you go ahead and use them, those numbers will be a blessing to you. Okay? They will be a blessing to you. Now, the numbers again are 3-8-2-5 and 7-1-0-7. Okay? Now, I have done my part of that for this week. I have done it. Now, first of all, on numbers, these numbers are a thing which you will have to learn because, well, you should know it. You should know it. But I am going to give you the where, the why, and all that. I'm going to do it. Even though I don't want to, I'm going to do it. Because once you know about these numbers, the better off you'll be. You'll be better off than most people will know it. Now, that's another thing. That's another thing. In hoodoo, there have always been numbers. And there's always been number blessings. Now, most of these hoodoos out here do not want to give you no numbers. No, they don't. You don't get no numbers for them. You don't get none. And I ask you the question, why is that? Why is that? Yeah, I don't know. It could be that they're scared or that they just don't want to or something else, but you don't get no numbers. But you will. You'll get them here. You'll get them here. And the numbers I give work. I'll put that there. The numbers I give work. Okay? So you be online for that. Okay, we have some people here for a spirit message. They want a spirit message. And we want to give it to them right now. Area code 704, this is Papa. Say hello.
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 All right, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine, too. I was calling. I had a question. I know that they said that I went and bought me an orchid today, an orchid plant, a flower, and I always heard they said it was. They said it was, do you good to have one. So is that real? That true?
An orchid?
Yes.
An orchid? Yeah. Yeah, it'll do you good. Let's see now. An orchid is for casting off evil. It's cast off evil. That is what an orchid is for. When you have one, all of the evil things that would have bothered you won't bother you. I tell you, you wear it first. You wear it. And all the evil stuff that would come near you or come around you will stay away. Now, after about 2 or 3 days, you got to get the oil out of it. Got to get the oil out of it. You will just dry. You'll just dry between two pieces of saran wrap would be perfect. But if you don't have saran wrap, two pieces of tin foil will do it. And you take that oil, and you can use it. Now, the oil you can save, but it's still to cast off evil, cast off evil. Now, it's good. It's good. But the only thing about it, is that you must make sure that you have something for it to work on. It should be something evil, something that's not right, something that is wrong, something that is deadly wrong, and then you use it for it, okay?
Okay, now how do I use it? With the oil that I get out of it?
Okay, yeah, you use it with the oil you got out of it, but the oil you got out of it, you just put a bit of it on each one of your hands or on each one of your wrists. Put some on the right wrist, put some on the left wrist, and that's all. That's all you got to do.
I use the flower part.
Yeah.
The flower part.
Okay. Yeah. Flower part. You know, you could, well, I tell you, even the stem has some of the odor in it. So you use the stem and the flower part too, but the flower. Most assuredly, the flower part. Use the bud, use the flower, and just put a little bit each wrist. That's all. Just a little on each wrist.
Okay. Well, could I get a Sunday reading, spiritual reading?
Okay. Hold on, please.
I will.
Okay, God, God wants you to know that there is something that he is preparing you for. There is something he's preparing you for. And the thing will be good. Although it won't look good, you will come out looking good with it. But with it, I want you to understand that you will have everything that you're supposed to. In other words, God will supply you with love, and he will supply you with riches. He'll supply you with money. Supply you, that's all. That's it. This is something for you. This is a personal blessing for you. You don't have to worry about a thing. This is for you now and for you forevermore. All right?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, now we have another person. Area code 313, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hello, Papa.
Yes?
Yes, I just want, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm well. I just wanted to, a general spirit reading.
A general spirit reading. Okay, one moment, please. Okay. Everything that you have been working on is coming to fruition. Everything you have worked on, all of the stuff, oh boy, especially the hoodoo stuff, it's coming to fruition. So you don't have to really worry about nothing, because everything you have done, everything is now it's in the mix. Now it will become real. Instead of just a hope and a prayer, it'll be the main thing. So all you have to do is just keep your eyes toward God. Just keep your eyes toward God. And don't pay attention to nothing nobody says. Don't pay attention to it. Don't pay attention. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on what you're doing, because he is taking care of you. He's taking care of you. You will have a blessing. You sure will. Glory, hallelujah. You will have a blessing, and a good blessing. A good blessing. And it won't be, this blessing will not be with your son. It will not be concerning your son. This will be a blessing for you. A blessing for you directly, rather than a blessing that will come with somebody else. This blessing is with you. Now, your brother, oh my God, he has a lot of trouble. He has a lot of trouble coming his way. A whole lot. So all you got to do is just bless him. Be good for him. Be good to him. That's all. Just be good to him, rather than hurting him or cussing him out or anything like that. Just be good to him. And with it all, the Lord will bless you. The Lord bless you. Now that's all. That's all. Okay? Well, God bless you.
Papa. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Well, you see that? Here we come with another one. Area code 313, this is Papa. Say hello.
Hi, Papa. Say, this is Tony.
I know. How you doing?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Now that I talk to you,
I just want to ask a minor question. Last night on my job, while I was talking to my coworker, we was downsizing some freight. Then out of nowhere, I started spashing out, talking about other stuff. Where was that energy coming from? And they was looking at me like I was crazy.
Coming from him. It's coming from him. It is coming from God. Now, there ain't nothing you can do about it. It's coming from God. There is nothing you can do about it. That energy comes from God himself. It comes from God. And I would, most of all, I try to see it and be aware of it, but I wouldn't do anything about it. Nope, I wouldn't do a thing about it. It is of God. It is of God. Now, if you can remember what you said, now that's good, if you remember what you said. But if you don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, because what you said was from God. And what you have to do is from God. Bless his name. That is of God. That's the best thing I can tell you. It is of God. And don't even regret it. Don't regret it. You know, it just happened and that's it. You just let it happen and that's it. That's all there's to it. But that is from God. It's from God. It is just a sign from him. And you can be happy for it. You can thank him for it. You can thank him for it. Now, that's all. But if there's anything that'll come from that, you will tell us again tomorrow, the next day. You will tell us. Now, that's it. Okay?
Okay, thank you for saying God bless.
God bless you. All right, bye-bye. Well, we got one more person. We got one more. Okay, 704, this is Papa Say. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like a spiritual reading.
You like a spiritual reading?
Yes, sir.
One moment. 1 second. God is using you. God is using you. Now, the thing that he's using you for, it might not seem like he's doing it, but God is using you. See, God has, he has angels and he has ministers, but his angels are known as ministers of righteousness. Now, when God does use you, when he does use you and he goes out and he uses you among the people, your thing has to be, it has to be, let God use me. I will not be another way, but I will let God use me according to his purpose, according to his will, according to his wishes. But God is using you, and he will continue to use you. Now, he will continue to use you. Now, God bless you. Oh, all right. Well,
all right.
All right, God bless you.
But I have one more question. I need a reading on my relationship life.
The relationship ain't no good. It ain't nothing. It ain't no good. It's not going anywhere. Your relationship is dead. It is of no good. God will, you know, well, maybe that's what he's trying to show you. God will take it from you. You will see it. You will know that it's dead. You will not continue in this too much longer. Too much longer. It will be dead. And that's all there's to it. Okay? God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay,
and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we need to hear some music or something, ladies, don't we? We sure do. Yes, we do. So, well, here's a number. Well, hello. Now, we're going to get into our teaching, which is Numbers. Numbers. N-U-M-B-E-R-S. Now, I'll tell you something. Numbers are God's personal message system. I'll say it again. Numbers are God's personal message system. He can take the numbers and show you whatever it is he wants you to know. He can. With his numbers, he can bless you. With his numbers, he can curse you. With his numbers, he can send you here. With his numbers, he can bring you that. With his numbers are his personal, God's personal message system. Now, they are like God. They are like God. They are everywhere. So when you say that you don't want to deal with no numbers, then you ain't dealing with no hoodoo. I'm sorry. Whoever will not deal with numbers does not deal with hoodoo. No, he doesn't. Now, some people are afraid of them. Some people don't like them. Some people don't. They just don't know what to do with them. But one thing, if you don't fool with no numbers, there's something wrong. I'll tell you, we had them in policy. Now you got them in the lottery. We had them in policy. And all them other ones. Because the numbers told us things. Do you hear me? The numbers told us things. They told us what was happening. They told us who it was happening to. And they told us how it was happening. Now, for us, we have a system of 24 letters. Is that right? 24 or 26? But we have a system of 24 letters. These numbers actually help us. They actually help us. Now, there are 22 numbers, just like there are 22 letters. What you mean 22 letters? I say there's 22 letters in the alphabet. I'm using the Hebrew alphabet. The Hebrew alphabet. Because those are an exact. They don't have double sounds or double letter names or double list or double act. They are just sounds. Now, with the 22 number alphabet, you have 1 through 9, 0 through 9, well really 1 through 9. Then 11, then 10 through 90. And you have 100 to 900. So there is a thing, I'm getting ready to tell you, there's a thing among Hebrew people, Hebrew people, hoodoo people, where these letters symbolize certain values. They symbolize certain values. Now, see, number one is Aleph. The number seven is Zayin. The number nine is Tet. But the number 20 is Kaf. The number 40 is Mem. You got it? You got it? The number 70 is Ayin. Okay? And the number 90 is Sadi. But when you get into the hundreds, Kuf is the number 100. Resh is number 2. Shin is 300. Okay? And 400 is Tav. Now, this makes the saying of numbers very easy to remember. Because all I got to do is remember the alphabet. And with the, take out your pencil and your paper, because I'm going to tell you. The number, the letters which become numbers, or numbers that become letters, are these in English. A is number 1. B is number 2. C is number 2. D is 4. E is 5. F is 8. G is 3. H is 8. You got that? Okay. I is number 1. J is number 1 because there was no J. No. J is something new. It was invented by the Latins, but it's been around about a good 400 years. Okay? K is number 2. L is number 3. M is number 4. N is number 5. O is number 7. P is number 3. Q is number 1. R is number 2. S is number 3. T is number 4. Am I going too fast? Okay. U is number 6. V is number 6. W is number 6. X is number 6. Y is number 1. And Z is 7. Now, the names of the letters, this is what? This is what? According to Kabbalah and, the Rosicrucians, this is the alphabet. But this one is totally of the Hebrew thing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you use A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that is another system. That system is the Pythagoras system. But the one I've given you is the Chaldean system. The Chaldean system. Now, with it, you can take a name and figure out what it is. All the letters have a number with it. They do. Like John, the J is 1, the O is 7, the H is 8, and the N is 5. Now, when you add all of them together, 1 plus 7 plus 8 plus 5, the total is 21. The total is root 21. Now, when you reduce the number to a single digit, it's done by adding 2 and 1, which gives you a 3. A 3. So, The numerical equivalent for the John is 3. Now, you can do everything like that. You can break up everything like that. You can name up some, you can name out certain letters, certain words, and add it up, and you got it. You've got it. Now, with people who use the Pythagoras system, well, of course, there's a different function for them. Yeah, there is. There's a different function for the letter. You know, and in fact, it's become readily known. But when you use the Pythagorean system, when you use Pythagorean, you wind up being off a certain amount. You wind up being off. But everybody knows it. Now, what I'm giving you is the one that's used in dream books. I'm giving you the one used in dream books. I'm giving you the numbers which a person has to use in order to get things straight. Yes, I am. I'm giving you the numbers wherein a person has to use these, glory to God, in order to make his calculations up correctly. You see, so you would figure out your name by this, and you figure out, well, with the other things, such as the birthday. The birthday. If your birthday was, June the 15th, you would go 6 for June and 6, 5 plus 1 equals 6 for the 15th. And let's say it was 63. It would be 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 3. Or 9. So it would be, for 8, 16, it would be 8, 6, and 9. 8, 6, and 9. Now that's what? August 6, you know, and then 1963. You see that? But when you want to do this right, when you want to be this just the way that it's supposed to be, and in using the Hebrew book, the Bible, what you would do is you would use the calendar, the Jewish calendar, which is 3 months in behind the regular one. So Nisan, the first one, starts in October, in March. It goes like that on the way down. Now, when you do it, you will come out, all the numbers are different. All the numbers are different. When you look at this shit, all of it is different. All of them are different. But you will be correct. Now, the thing with numbers is this. You don't have to worry about what day a person was born on. Why? Because it ain't the right day. No, it's not. Now, how do all you feel now? You say, all that Papa say, he's crazy. He's crazy. I ain't crazy. I got good sense. A whole lot of good sense. A whole lot of good sense. The year did not start in January. No, it didn't. Why do you want to make it in the middle of winter instead of at the beginning of spring? Why? Why do you? Now, everybody got their birthday by the calculation here. You know, which is for me. Okay, my birthday was September 5th, and I thank God for it. Because according to this calendar, my birthday was yesterday. It was yesterday. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't yesterday. It was not September 5th. No, it wasn't. I was born the 15th of Elul. And this is the month of Elul. I was born the 15th of Elul. So you have every year and everything that. Now, one thing about it, and this is true. The years don't go by 1900, 1800. The years go back as far as 5400, 5500. Or 5700, now we in. See, according to that calendar, this is year 5775. Why? Because it's the 5,775th year now, since the creation. Now, which creation was that? That is the second one. That's the creation that we're living under now. But the 5,775th year is, if you were born this year, that is the year of your birth. It ain't the year of no calculating. It ain't the year that somebody just decided. In fact, they don't know when Jesus was born anyway. They don't know. So it's not accurate. Okay, but with this calendar, with these numbers, you are able to find out who you are, where you are, what you are, and what you'll be. You will. Now, this number system is more accurate. It's more accurate. With this, you can find out who is how much all of your lovers are. How much your boyfriend's thing is, how much your girlfriend thing is. Yep. You can find it out. And you will know their personality, how it is they act, and what they will be when they act this way. Oh yeah, you'll know it. You will know what the individual is and what the individual will be. And you know what? Won't nothing and nobody be able to sneak up on you. Nothing. You'll be just that clear. Now, you'll be either one from a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, that's all. Now, with something else, too, about it. some the other words of things are divided into numbers. Now, when you like that, when you like to know, how do you think that they get numbers for, let's say, a dream, or dreaming about a dog? How do you think they get numbers for it? You take the word that means dog and you break it up. You break it up. Now, then you get it. You got 4 for D, 7 for O, and 3 for G. That's 7 plus 7. 4 plus 3 plus 7. That is what? 14 or 5. Now you can get it. You can go with it. You are able to figure out the incongruency of an individual. There is certain people whom you are not supposed to fool with. You're not supposed to even be around them. When you're around them, it can only be for business. But you around people and you don't love them and don't like them, you know why? Because he or she is of the wrong number. Glory be to God. They have the wrong number. And the number is what? God's personal message system. Their life is not congruent with yours. Now, how are you going to know that? It's even so with astrology. It's even so with the stars, when a person is born. You know, how are you going to know it? How are you going to know it? This way you can know it. This way you can take it and use it for you. This way you will not be bothered. This way you will be totally set free. Totally set free. Now, with some of you, I have to advise you. To figure out your birth name now. Figure out your name, or if you want me, you might have done change your name. Figure out your name. Figure it out. I gave you the one. You got it there. You figure it out. And then you can ask me and I'll tell you. You will know tomorrow what each person stands for, the number of each name means. You'll know it. And you can decide for your own self if you're going to be bothered or not. Because I'm telling you, you know, I will not be bothered with the wrong person ever again. No, I won't. I will not. Now, you can take your numbers and you will be able to figure out anything. Just take your numbers and try to figure them out for your kids, for your husband, anybody. And tomorrow, we will find out who is a good combination for you and who ain't. Sure will. And you say, what if they're a bad combination? No, it's not whether they are a bad combination. It is now what they are a bad combination. See, you can make it good even though it is bad. Hello? You can make it good even though it's bad. I'm telling you something. You can make it good. And that is the secret to the numbers. You, because you have a certain number, I gave you four numbers. You see the four numbers, you either think it's bad or you try to make it good and it won't, you know, but those numbers are for you. You can get rich off of them. You can get rich. You can get filthy, stinking rich off of them if you know how to do it. If you're going to know how to do it. So I advise you to have those numbers figured out for you tomorrow. Just do it. And you will see that God has blessed you once again. Not nothing special, but he has blessed you once again.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Don't miss Papa Say's Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Now, everybody, tomorrow, if you'll have it ready for me, I will tell you what each number means. Yeah, I'll tell you and what you can do about it. I will tell you. Now, you can't ask for nothing better. You can't ask for nothing better. You sure can't. So have your numbers ready. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. God, bye-bye. God bless you. God keep you. And God shine his face upon you and give you peace forevermore. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.